creating a community in the community. And what that really means is, as a syndicator, you're going in, you're going to improve the property, and then you're going to raise rents, because that's all part of everybody's business plan. We're going to go in, we're going to improve the property, we're going to raise rents, we're going to up our NOI, and then we're going to sell this thing in whatever your business plan is, 5, 10 years or whatever.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm so excited to announce our guest for the day, Dax Ferguson. Dax, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited to hear about your expertise. Dax is the CEO of Harriton Construction and Consulting Services, and his firm specializes in due diligence and rehab of apartment complexes. And so there's so much there that I'm really excited to dive into. So Dax, why don't you start us off by giving us some of your background, generally speaking, leading into real estate?
Sure. So crazy journey to get here. So I went to college for theater of all things, and sets and lighting and video. And my dream job out of college was to design performing arts theaters. And I got it and designed them and built them and got my first real taste for construction right out of college. Did that and then went to building home theaters, and I built them, you know, Hollywood Hills. We were all over the place. People you would know. I did bid their theaters in their homes. And then after 9/11, I was in LA at the time doing that, and then came back to Texas, which is home for me. After that, I built home theaters here and then started doing dental offices. And then after dental offices and doing interiors for dental offices, went into the roofing world and then did roofing for a little bit. And then now got into home remodel and then started Heritage with home remodels and dabbled in apartments. And then in 2015, made the switch to apartments exclusively. So that kind of gives you my projection of how I got to where I'm at today through the construction world. Yeah, so crazy, went from theater to construction. People are like, I don't understand it. It's what I did and it's what got me here. So I can't leave it out. So a little bit about me. I've been married for 25 years. I have 9 kids.
That's amazing.
All boys, ages 3 to 6. Twins, no triplets, none of that. Just one at a time. So that's kind of my journey there. It's kind of my why behind what I do every day to go to work. So Heritage started in 2011. Like I said earlier, we started in single family rehab, did a lot of insurance work, hailstorm, floods, all that. And then 2015, left the single family world and went exclusively into the multifamily. And I really haven't looked back since. So been an awesome journey to get to where I'm at, and learned about multifamily and along the way. In order to scale my business, that's where I had to go.
Okay, for sure. That's an awesome career. And I wanted to see if we can just dive just really quickly a little deeper into what it is that compelled you into multifamily and single family.
Sure. So it started, my father passed away in 2010. And when that happened, I kind of rocked my world, kind of a change of life at that moment, and said, I've got to do something on my own. He was an entrepreneur. His dad was an entrepreneur. I come from a family of 5. All the boys were entrepreneurs, own our own business. So it's in my blood, if you will. And so at that point, I said, I've got to do something. And so I had some friends in the insurance world said, hey, why don't you look at rehab? You know the construction piece. Why don't you look at rehab for a single family? Because there's a lot of it right now. And so that's what I did. I started looking into it. they started feeding me, you know, customers and clients. And I'm like, okay, I got this. So I kind of went in from that angle out of, I wanted something different in my life. I wanted to be in more control. And so that's why I started. And then I really found a passion in helping people, right? So from devastation of their house flooding or burning down, rebuilding it and making it new, and then having, you know, something fresh and new. So that was always really fun for me to go through that process. But as I got into it, I couldn't grow. I could only scale so much in the single family world. And so as a business owner, you're looking at, well, how do I scale this? How do I grow? And so I said, I've got to do bigger jobs. Well, the only way I can do bigger jobs is to do, you know, larger communities, right? And so I started doing some apartment complexes on the storm and fires and whatnot. And then that's kind of morphed, right? So I got some really good customers that said, hey, we're rehabbing this property. Can you do this? I'm like, sure, I can rehab it. And, you know, can you do my roof? Sure, I can do your roofs. And, you know, can you do this? Sure, I can do that. You know, I had all the skills. It was just finding the customers to trust me and to do it. And so because I had built such trust on what I was doing on the insurance side, they had the trust that I would complete the work and do it on the rehab side. So that's kind of what, you know, my trajectory in that area. And
so were your DACs first clients in multifamily? Were those some of your single family insurance clients?
They weren't. What happened was I had worked on some single family claims for a public adjuster, and the public adjuster referred me to one of his clients that was looking for somebody to do it. And then that customer, I did a very large apartment complex and I roofed it in 16 days. And he was like, there's no way you did this right in 16 days. And I said, well, let's go walk it. You be the judge of that. And so we went and walked it, and he's like, my goodness. And so that customer has been the catalyst for me being successful today, because he just said, he knocked it out of the park for me. I want him to do this. I want him to do that. And then he started referring me to all of his multifamily friends. And so that's really what drove me into multifamily, into the success I've had today.
That's awesome. And there's so many good lessons there, words of that it would be helpful to someone, you know, the power of networking and referrals and just taking advantage of opportunities as they come. So that's really cool to see how that happened. So how did that morph into your due diligence company?
So because people, you know, knew that I had the construction knowledge and wanted my expertise, like, hey, I don't want any real surprises after I purchase this property. And they were doing their due diligence on their own. They were walking it saying, well, I'm going to bring a roofer in. I'm going to bring a plumber in. I'm going to bring an electrician in. Go, well, I've got all of those subs that do work for me. Why don't I bring everybody together? In turn, started bringing people together and doing these tours. And I was doing it for free. And again, as a business person, you're like, well, how can I make money for doing this? Because I spent, you know, a lot of money, you know, tens of thousands of dollars traveling around doing this for free. And I'm like, well, I just want to be reimbursed for it. And so I found this software and I said, well, I've got to do it better than anybody else out there if I'm going to do this way. And so I found the other third party people that are out there and what they were charging and their output and what they were producing. I'm like, well, that's okay. It's not great. It's okay. It gives you some of the information, but, you know, they're, I'm going to take pictures in two or three of the units and then kind of give you a written report of everything else. And I'm like, well, if you had a picture of every unit and you had a way to document every single unit on what the refrigerators looked like and what the toilets were and what the flooring was, it would give a better picture of your rehab and how you were going to move forward on your rehab. And so that's what I did. I took this off-the-shelf software and I said, let's redevelop it with the developers. And we redeveloped it. And that's what we got today.
So Dax, just so I can understand the unique value proposition of what you developed was unit by unit, you know, accounting and pictures of all the entire condition of the apartment, whereas your competitors were just doing like a sort of piecemeal kind of representation. Is that right?
Yeah, they would do a sampling, you know, a sampling of the property and say, okay, well, this is kind of what everything is. Everything else is like condition, right? So it wasn't a very thorough report, right? So in my opinion, it's, you know, you walk into a bathroom, you should know how the rest of the house looks, right? So you don't, right? You know, they may have remodeled that bathroom, but the rest of the house hadn't been remodeled since the 70s. And you know, that's the picture that a lot of people gave you was, well, everything else is like condition. Well, I'll tell you, I've walked a lot of properties and nothing is alike unless it was just remodeled. You know, you have the people that have lived there for 20 plus years and you have the people that have lived there a year. And just because somebody lived there a year and it was remodeled a year ago or that unit was rehabbed a year ago doesn't mean it's still in that condition today. So those are the kinds of things that we really were diving into and we wanted to be more thorough for our customers.
For sure. So how did you build your customer base for this new venture?
So a lot of it started with my current customers on the construction side. We had done work for them and I said, hey, I'm bringing this out. We're launching it. And so they started promoting it for me and with me. I also speak at a lot of syndication events. You know, I'm in front of a lot of people that way. And then word of mouth. I mean, it's just been incredible. So, you know, I went from, you know, doing one a month to two a month to, I think we're, you know, my team was on the road for 3 months straight doing due diligence and we do about 100 units a day on average. So we're blowing and going, traveling and living on the road. So they are, I'm not. And, you know, just really taking care of the whole process for me.
Yeah, for sure. So they're working nationally. Is that right? Or is there?
That is okay. Right. Yeah. So we'll do due diligence nationwide. I would say there's a couple of exclusions in there. I'd love to go to Hawaii, but you know, we haven't been invited yet. You know, some markets, because we do some pricing and things like that, you know, construction codes in California are a little bit different than they are in most of the rest of the states. So I wouldn't say I'm the expert and probably wouldn't be your best option in California or New York just because of how things are done. But generally speaking, we're nationwide.
Okay. Interesting. So I'd love to just dive a little bit more into what specifically, what else is included in your due diligence package.
Sure.
Just because we haven't had, you know, a due diligence provider on the call and on the show yet. And it'd be great to just get an overview of what else is included in your product.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Sure. So kind of your base package, right, is we take at least 40 pictures in each unit. So we take front door condition, flooring conditions, light conditions, HVAC, cabinets, countertops, plumbing conditions on the interior. So your faucets, your shower heads, your sinks, your toilets, and then blinds, sheet of their holes in the wall, the closet doors, you know, all the doors on the interior, your balcony rails, your balcony flooring, you know, all of that we look at, we take consideration of all of that. One of the unique things is on your appliances, we take a picture of the interior and exterior of all your appliances. And on the interior, we take a picture of the tag, right? So you'll know make, model, serial number, all of that stuff on the tag. And where that comes, not so much in the due diligence, but post due diligence, you'll have the report. And if you have an issue, you'll know if it's still under warranty, who the manufacturer is, what the serial number is, so that you can call a warranty claim without having to walk into that customer's unit multiple times to get, you know, kind of the information you need. So we try to gather all that information for you so you have it in one place. And then, so that's on the interior. On the exterior, you know, we're taking pictures, doing assessments of the paint condition, the wall condition, whether it's brick, siding, stucco, whatever that is, roof conditions, you know, if there's any wood rot there, stairs, landings, exterior lighting, whether it's, you know, building light for parking lots or any of that, roofs, HVACs, condensers, we take pictures of those. So you'll know if they're R22 or 410, which is the Freon that's used in those. So all of that data is comprised together for the unit and then the building. And then we have a general property condition, which is going to go into clubhouse, office, laundry rooms, parking lots, exterior fence, perimeter fences, pools, pool decks, all of that stuff, playgrounds, pergolas, all the different things that are around there, and give you a general assessment of what's there. So you kind of know what's there and the condition that it's in. So all of that piece goes into the report. One of the great things about this report, other features too, but one of the great things about this report is in the syndication model, you know, you have your general partners and typically it's a group of people. And a lot of the general partners want to be there for the due diligence trip, but not everybody can. So what our software allows you to do is in real time log in and track our team to follow. Because as we walk into a unit, they check into it. And as they walk out, they check out of a unit. And all of that data as they walk out gets uploaded to the cloud so that you can in real time kind of see what they're seeing throughout the property, which is advantageous for those people. They're like, okay, well, I see this in this unit. Can we get more detail or is that consistent? You know, kind of ask some questions while they're not there if they want to track it and follow it. So we get some of that as well. And then a couple of the add-on pieces we do. So we fly a drone over every property. So we do all the roofs inspected through drone with a 6K camera, but we also do a marketing piece flyover. So we'll start at the sign, fly up, fly around the whole property so that you can kind of see from an aerial view what the property looks like. And so that's given to you. And then we do a 3D model of the exterior of the buildings. And what that does, if you're going to do a major rehab, so you're going to change the roofs, you're going to paint the place, you're going to do things like that, you can actually change the color in our 3D model so you can vision cast what you're going to do post-rehab, what it's going to look like. So we give you that with our due diligence. And then the other thing we do is Matterport, if you've heard of it or haven't heard of it, it's a 3D virtual walkthrough. And we do that of every floor model so that you can see kind of walk through what every different type of floor model looks like. So that's another thing that we do. And then we scope sewer lines. So we'll scope all the sewer lines or a portion of, typically is what we do, about a third of the property in general, and give you an idea of what those look like and kind of any defects or anything that are there. So that's kind of our whole package on what we're looking at. You know, we look at electrical panels and, you know, all that. If you're going to do water conservation, which is a huge plus, you know, you'll get how many gallons per flush are on the toilets and then what the rough end measurement is, so that if you're going to do that, your water conservation company already has that data to look at. And so they know what to order for the property.
That's awesome. Thanks for that overview. I'm sure there's probably several more details that you haven't even mentioned, but that gives us a great overview of what kind of is needed and helpful when, you know, the process moving forward with as regards to property condition and planning. So then do you like develop a business plan with the new owner, or are they developing it on their own and then potentially coming back to you for the rehab?
Yeah. So another thing that we've done is we've developed a software called Cap Exact. So if you actually go to www.capexact, C-A-P-X-A-C-T, it's a CapEx calculator so that you can vision plan what you want to do. So it has pricing in there. You know, it's kind of a general idea of what it's going to cost you to, you know, do the flooring and painting and paint exterior and do roofing and parking lot, so that you can kind of come up with a CapEx budget for your property. One thing we're working on right now, it's kind of new to us, it'll be ready by the end of July, is our in our due diligence software package, it will talk to CapExact. So we have a replacement cost report that's done in our software that will link to CapExact. And so if you're, I'm going to get a general statement, if you're going to replace all your appliances on your property, in your replacement report, you have appliances that need to be replaced, it won't double count them. It will actually exclude those from your replacement cost report so that you can kind of have a general idea of what it's going to cost you to do everything that needs to be done. But that's a good calculator to do. And then that's for kind of pre-close, right? And then once you go into close, we'll dial in pricing if you want us to do the project, but you'll have a pretty good idea what it's going to cost you from that software.
Awesome. Cool. And so is there a minimum property size that you would tend to see?
Yeah, I would say if we're traveling there, we need to have at least 100 units, but it just depends on where we're traveling to. So, you know, that's all variations. And then if we're already there doing work, it's a lot easier for us to travel over there. And, you know, I've got 75 units. Can you come do that? Probably, you know, we can help you out and do that. But a general term, 100 units or more to do due diligence on. And then for rehab piece, it's going to be more of a scope of work. What does that scope include and what can we handle? So that's going to vary.
For sure. So I know that part of what you do, and I want to circle back onto some more questions about the, you know, the due diligence, but for the moment, can you give us an idea about what it is that you propose when you're, you know, working on improving the communities that you're rehabbing?
Sure. So put this out there first. We do everything on multifamily. So it's rooftops, you know, everything. The things that we don't do are foundation, because you're going to hold a warranty that's going to be a lifetime warranty for that foundation. And then we don't do pest control and things like that. So, but construction wise, we do everything. What we are known for, and this is what I speak at a lot of events about, is creating a community in the community. And what that really means is, as a syndicator, you're going in, you're going to improve the property, and then you're going to raise rents, because that's all part of everybody's business plan. We're going to go in, we're going to improve the property, we're going to raise rents, we're going to up our NOI, and then we're going to sell this thing in whatever your business plan is, 5, 10 years or whatever. So if you're going in and you're rehabbing a property and you're going to raise rents, one of the things that you want to do is create a community in your community to create the stickiness factor, right? So you have a lot of community areas that bring people together. So it's pergolas, outdoor kitchens, playgrounds for kids, you know, sitting areas around the playgrounds for the parents to commune together, sitting areas around the outdoor kitchens and other things like that, so that people come together, they start talking, they say, hey, you know, I'm a single mom or whatever, single mom, single dad, I'm, you know, trying to work and trying to, you know, make more money, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, they start talking to this other lady or other man, and they're like, hey, I can help watch your kids, you know, blah, blah, blah. We live in the same apartment. It makes it easier, right? So you create this community. And then as you raise rents, they're like, well, I don't want to leave this, what I've, you know, been working on and all these relationships I have here. I'm just going to stay here and I'll pay the additional $50, $100 more a month because I have somebody trusted that can watch my kids so I can go make more money. And so it's a huge stickiness factor, is the best term I've got for it, to keep people together in one community that you want to keep. And so it really has, I've seen it work in so many different areas in creating this community. You know, another thing is, you know, people, playgrounds, I don't want to add up, playgrounds are expensive. There's no doubt playgrounds are expensive, but if you go to a property that doesn't have a playground or a lot of stuff for kids to do, idle hands create chaos is what I say. And so, you know, I had a property in Atlanta where the kids were throwing rocks at the windows. It was like their pastime. And so, you know, every other day there was a window that had to be replaced on the property because they were just throwing rocks. Well, the moment we put the playground up, I mean, it almost went away. There was virtually no more windows to replace because the kids stopped throwing rocks. They actually were engaged around a playground and the parents were sitting out there watching their kids and just having a good time. So it changed the dynamic in that whole property just by adding the playground, and the money that they saved from replacing the windows and whatnot was huge. So that was a piece that I probably didn't realize until after I was in it and saw the effects of it and what it did for that community, to really say, hey guys, don't discount the kids and don't, you know, forget about them, because they're going to cause chaos if you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. That makes so much sense. I mean, both from the sort of expense reduction and also, you know, because there's lower turnover when people are happy where they're living. I mean, it's creating value, like in terms of people's lifestyle, to have these gathering places that you're speaking of and playgrounds, et cetera. And then at the same time, it's allowing you to execute your business plan. So that's really cool to hear about. And thanks for going over that. I would love to also talk about any other sort of threads. I'm sure there's a lot, but if you can think of any other threads about mistakes you've seen people make with property renovations, or things that could go wrong or have gone wrong, or just any sort of threads that you could bring to light.
Yeah. So over rehabbing a property is probably the worst mistake I've seen. You know, you go in with this grand idea that I'm going to change this from this property to this property, you know, from a C class to an A class, right? And you're like, well, that's not realistic. You're in a B, C area, right? So you have to be cautious of that. And I've seen people overdo it, spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on a clubhouse that will never get used to its fullest. You know, it makes the syndicator feel good and it makes the investors feel good that, you know, they have this beautiful property, but you'll never get your returns from it. And so that is one mistake that you see often. Another mistake I see is all the surprises in the lack of due diligence that people do, to where they come in, they're like, oh my gosh, I have a major plumbing issue or a major foundation issue and I didn't prepare for it. And so now they're having to go back to their investors and go, hey, we've got to raise some more money because we have all of these issues we've got to take care of in order to get the place rehabbed. And so if you're not working with, you know, somebody that really knows what they're doing and you're trying to do your own due diligence, then you may be missing out. And so that's a huge caution for me. And I'm, you know, whether it's me or somebody else, just use somebody that is super knowledgeable and don't try to do it yourself because you've done houses. Going from houses to multifamily, it's a different beast. And there's a lot more to look at than there is in a house. And in housing, you rely on inspectors to come in and do that. There aren't inspectors like there are for houses for multifamily. You're doing, you know, you're hiring a third party like me and it's a visual inspection, but you know, you're not looking at rafters. You're not looking at this. You're bringing specialists in to do that. And so that's probably some of the biggest mistakes I've seen that you should be cautious of.
And what would you recommend for buildings, people who are looking at buildings under 100 units in terms of, you know, doing the inspection that you guys do?
Yeah, you're just going to, it's going to be more work for you, but you're going to bring together a group of specialists, you know, foundation specialists, plumbing specialists, roofing specialists, and you're going to coordinate a full walkthrough that day. And you're going to want to walk through every unit. So whether it's through there's some softwares that are out there that are decent that you can purchase or have access to that will allow you to, you know, take some pictures and create some reports. But you're really going to have to walk it yourself or walk it with a few trusted friends that are in the deal together to get you the reports that you want.
For sure. Yeah. Well, that's great advice. And I think, you know, probably helpful. Just, I love the detail that your firm goes into when they're looking at every single unit. It just seems like it can give you such a clear picture of what you're going to actually need to do. Just know what, you know, what's on the table. So really valuable service. Thank you so much, Dax, for coming on the show. Is there anything else that I should have asked or that you would like to speak to before we start to wrap up?
No, I think we've covered it.
Okay, awesome. Well, before we wrap up, will you please take a moment to give the listeners a way to get in touch with you and anything else you want to share?
Sure. So you can email me at dax@heritageccs.com. There's the website there. My phone number is 855-245-0100. It's also on the website. So you can look there and you'll get in touch with me that way. But yeah, let me know, you know, if you want more detail on our due diligence, we can do a Zoom call. I can walk you through reports and all of that and show you more detail on the other things or construction. Go from there. I'll be in Miami at an event end of July. So if anybody's in Miami, there's a multifamily investor network meeting there that I'll be speaking at and talking about all of this stuff as well. So reach out to me.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I hope you all take a moment and reach out to Dax with any of your questions or due diligence needs. Thanks so much, Dax, for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.